Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the ass, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Questions from chat at the end of every Monday, if there is any, and Friday. So I love having and incorporating callers, chatters, and my listeners. So hi again. You're listening to Bonnie Albers on Air. I am a psychic spirit medium. I'm a life coach. Oh, God, I have to think. I'm a life coach, a counselor. I'm an RN. Well, now I put it at the end. I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse and a healer and a and a life coach and a counselor for a very long time, although I'm only 17, so how long could that be? But I also have been a psychic spirit medium for as long as I can remember, all the way back through the past, of which we are going to talk about past lives today. But you can get a hold of me. I have a website. It's not done. I don't have time to work on it, but at least you'll see me. You can read a little bit about my bio, and there's a contact page on it because I am a reader. I also am a counselor. So if you go and check off one of the boxes, it'll tell you what I do, and you can pick if you'd like a reading from me or life coaching or both, and it will send it to my web page. My email, which is balbers714@aol.com. And it all tells you all about where to get a hold of me on my contact page. I do Skype readings, phone readings, and the only thing I really don't do, but if you really want that, is email readings, because I talk faster than I can type, and then your pages are going to be so long, and you're not going to be able to read 10 pages of a one question answer. So I would prefer doing phone readings or Skype readings, and again, I do counseling. Also, I am on Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers, so leave me a message there. If you follow me, then you also will see all the shows that I post, and I haven't been good at it. I usually post the shows weekly on Sunday, but because they've changed so much and I'm changing up the format, I'm doing day-to-day. So if you go in the morning, you should see who's there. I am going to start trying to post, even if it's TBA, a weekly schedule. This month is really tough for a schedule for me because I am going away from the 20th to the 24th of April. I'll be in New York. I am, for all of you thinking I'm staying in New York or have a job in New York, no, I am going to see New York the way New York should be seen. My daughter's there, and I'm going to visit all the tourist sites that I never do when I'm just busy doing recon work, as I call it. That's with family. So I will not be here, but my shows will be up. You'll hear some shows that were real popular, and you'll be, if you miss them, join my shows on the 20th to the 24th, and they will be pre-recorded. So you might hear Mark Anthony, Ron Cole doing his cards again. I just haven't, if you have any idea what you want to hear, let me know and I'll put them up for the week I'm gone. And before that, I've got to tell you, I was asked to be on a radio show. I'll give you some more information about it. It is on Blog Talk, and I'd love you to join me. It's on May 15th, I think. It's a Wednesday right after my show. So I'll get you all that information. This is a pretty cool guy. He's very connected, and I really like his energy, which is why I'm doing his show, and I am going to have him on mine. So this is going to be a really interesting and nice friendship, because I really like his energy, and I do want him on our show. He's a reader, he's a psychic, and he's a medium, and he's from the UK. His name is Bob Brown, and if you want to follow him, he has a radio show also right after mine on Wednesdays. So that ought to be interesting, and I can't wait. Something new. Also, to just let you know, other information, Monday it's me. It's going to be coffee with me, even though I have coffee on Friday. And hopefully we'll have convo coffee, and we'll jet start our week together. And Tuesday, it's a to-be-announced. Guess who I talked to? I'm so excited. I talked to Leslie Journey. Leslie used to read on my show constantly, and then she moved to Arizona. She's on a very popular network where she does readings at home for one of the big telephone psychic lines. And so she's been busy with that. But she is coming back, so I'm leaving either Tuesday or Thursday next week for her, and I can't wait. She rocks dates, names, times, and I just love Leslie. So I got a hold of her last night, and she absolutely wants to come back and talk to you. So she will be back on you know, as a guest. And that's why I'm not putting up next week's show. Although Wednesday, you do know Wednesday's pretty always the same, but not the same, because we've taken that show, Ron Cole, Dr. Ron Cole, and the girls, and we revamped that. So Wednesday, you've got Dr. Ron Cole, Astro Tarot. He's doing card number 11 and 12, the Major Arcana this week. So So get it out, because he goes into such detail. In fact, he spent one whole half hour on number 10, which was the world, I think. The world? No, was it the world? No, it was the wheel. I don't know. I haven't had my deck out, but he is amazing. And at the end of his major arcana, when we get to the end, he is going to do a live spread that he does, and it will be on YouTube. Which brings me to my next announcement. I am on YouTube. Please go and like YouTube. My channel is Bonnie Albers On Air. I don't post as much as I should because I don't have the right equipment, which is coming in hopefully this week. But you will see a few of my shows up. They're only 15 minutes. So I do 15 minute clips of you listening to the show live, and you get to see me. So if you're talking to me, if you have talked to me, you might find yourself on YouTube in one of my clips. The last clip I did post was Mark Anthony. I think I have 15 minutes. I taped an hour, but it didn't go up, and I'm not sure why. So this weekend, I'm going to spend time on YouTube and find out what the issue is. And before that, you will see Gregory Scott. He is a UK tarotist, and he also has a channel, gregoryscott.com. But he's on YouTube. I think it's Gregory Scott. You can just YouTube his channel. I met him last week or the week before. I can't even keep my date straight. But we met in Lakeland, Florida, because he's in Clearwater and I'm in Orlando, or actually Lake Mary. And we met face to face. So you'll see us on his vids on YouTube and my vids on YouTube. So again, if you'll just like and or subscribe to my channel, and also on Blog Talk. Please like me on Blog Talk. I would prefer, if you can, to leave a message on my email. But I love getting new followers. It means you get to follow the shows. So I love that. Now, I'm going to get into, and I'm looking. I've got a lot of people listening. So I'm assuming that maybe chat isn't up. But if it is, and you're not just there to listen, you didn't put your hand up. I have two hands. So if you are wanting to talk to me, please tell Candy in chat, and I will get to her and see what is going on, because I don't think chat's up, and I don't know why. But anyway, today I'm going to talk just a little bit about, before I get to the phone lines, and I am taking callers today. So we are going to get, thank goodness, I am allowed to tell you that all the chakras are good, that anybody who needs any chakra information, just ask me, but we are moving on. We are moving on to what I've been wanting to talk about, and this is going to take some time because there's so many different ways to see past life regression. Oh, do I love this conversation. This convo is just right up my alley. Have you lived before? Do you believe in reincarnation? And do you remember, or can you pick out your past life and future life, actually? But we're going to talk about past lives first. I want to go into a few things, but I do want to tell you, and I've said this on Wednesdays, your birth chart shows your north and south node. It tells you what you're here to work on this lifetime, but it also tells you what you've had in the past. A good astrologist, a great astrologist, doctor of astrology, Ron Cole, or anyone you go to can look at those nodes and tell you what your past life or lives have really been and what you had to come here to work on in this lifetime. That's why I love it. I mean, just think about it. If you can look and see in one chart, in one view, what you're here for, what your soul is here to work on, and what you have been in a past life, what better way to look at how your life, if somebody doesn't, you know, isn't rocking what they really want to do and they feel they should have been something else, that you can look into your chart and see why you're here. If you're on your right soul path, and if you are absolutely working on the issues that you're here in school to learn. I know there's some tough lessons out there, and we look at other people and say, well, why do they have this, or why are they this, or why are they? But really, our life path has nothing to do with anybody else's life path. We interact with people's life paths, and they're here to help us, but we have our own pattern, our own destiny, and our own road that we need to follow. And it doesn't matter what you want. doesn't matter what you think you need to achieve. If you're not on your life path, then you're going to be put on there one way or the other. And that's the neat thing about finding out what you are here to learn. And the only way you can really get a grip on why is to look at your past lives or past experiences from lives past, not from this lifetime. So again, I can't tell you how important it is to get yourself your birth chart reading. I'm going to just, Candy, if you hear me, put up Ron Cole's, it's Living Astro at AOL.com. I am going to tell you, for the money, and he is not cheap, but for the money and the reading, it's a life path map. And once you get it done, first of all, it's a 2-hour to 3-hour reading, or it depends on what he sees in there. You will know what path you're on here, what you're supposed to be following, and what you're working on, besides all the other houses and things that you rock. So I know that it's not Wednesday, but I do want to tell you why all Ron isn't here. It's one of the best readings you could ever invest in. And if it's not from him, make sure that whoever does yours is as good. He has a doctorate in astrology that sees everything because it's important. It's your life map. It's your road pattern. So now I am going to get into a little bit of past life, and then I'm going to go to the phone lines. I'll go back and forth. But do you think you've been here before? I don't know about all of you, but I know I have been. I don't know how you could be spiritual and not believe that you've been here before. I'm going to tell you that the idea that souls or spirits reincarnate reaches way back 3,000 years and probably further. You can find them in ancient traditions in India, Greece, and the Celtic Druids. And I know you're just glittering, Candy, because you love those Druids. It's a really interesting belief. It tells us that we're not confined to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, if you're lucky, decades of living. You just weren't put here to die here and never to be seen again. Well, I know that if you're spiritual, and I'm assuming everyone listening is, I'm in some way, then you know there's something else out there for us, that we just aren't protoplasm in a glass that goes, and that's it. So there's a whole big reason that I want to get into this, and I'm kind of jumping right into the reason I want, but I should go in a pattern. But I am going to tell you, it's really interesting. If you look at somebody, can you tell what they've been here and what they've rocked before? I know I can. It's not hard. If you look at that person and they have like a affinity to something here in this life, or a phobia to something here in this life, you can usually attribute it to something that's happened in their past. And if it's brought through in this lifetime, and it's from very far in their past lives, then you know it is a strong, very strong soul imprint that they bring into each life, a piece of their phobia or their strengths. So I just want to tell you about this one, and I think it's pretty funny because we talked about it this morning. You see people who love to play those video games. They play online those Celtic or the Sumerian or the Egyptian, and they get into it so heavy a lot, and they have an affinity for one program, for one something in that program, that you can almost guarantee that they've rocked that kind of life before. If they're looking at being a warrior and they just aren't one in this lifetime, and of course we can't be, hopefully, and they just keep playing that same type of character and they get so into it that they can almost live it in their mind, you probably can rock back a few lifetimes and see what they were. It's really cool because I never thought about that. But again, with attributes that you bring in and you can't work on here, because obviously I'm a princess and I have no castle. They don't have castles anymore for princesses, LOL. It works both ways. So Druids, earth angels, healers, you can see if they have an affinity to something here that you could attribute it to some of their past. That's attributes that you had from past lives. You might not think a warrior is an attribute, but back then it was. Then we look at phobias, and phobias are something that are so brought in from past lives. So if you have a phobia or a fear and you bring it in and it's kind of not, you know, you can't find a reason for it, you don't know why you're afraid of water, you didn't drown this lifetime, or you didn't, so somebody didn't hold your head in the toilet, then you think to yourself, what does that fear come from? And you can absolutely pinpoint it, fears especially, to past lives, if there isn't something that happened here. Now, certainly if you drowned it as a baby and you're afraid of water, or not drowned it totally, but if you were in the water and you have a recollection of being afraid, then you have a fear of water. But some people, and many more than not, cannot figure out why they have that phobia to spiders, to snakes, because really, if you're living in a area that's more Cosmo or up, you know, a town, you're not looking at snakes and no snake bit you. So you're looking at maybe a past life, have been in an area where snakes were prevalent, and maybe you got bit by one, died by one. Maybe you had a fear because you were put in a snake pit. I mean, you just don't know. The other fears, and these are less, but a fear of a certain era of life. And I had one of those until I figured out what it was. It's not that I had a fear, I didn't like it. So if there's something that you really, really don't like, a time, a period, a time, then you've got to look into it and say, why don't I like World War I, World War II? Well, they were very violent, but there's usually a much deeper reason. One is you could have been there, you could have lived it, you could have died there, and you come back pretty quickly if you want. I know with a lot of World War II victims, they came back real quick because that was an atrocity that that was forced upon them. So a lot of the World War II victims died when they were young, came back pretty quickly. And so, again, they're going to rock some phobia or fear that might have to do with war, it might have to do with World War II, it might have to deal with a region. So I love when we look back into past lives, fears and phobias. It just is amazing how you can pinpoint from a past and then can be corrected. Actually, you can get better. You can feel better. You can take that karmic DNA strand that's in your soul and you can heal it. There are karmic DNA strand practitioners. They will find it. They will go back in time. They will pull it from you. And a lot of is your hypnotherapists, and they're also called DNA karmic thread practitioners. So if you can find one, I know one. One of them has been on the show. I'm going to see if I can get her back. We didn't hear enough about that karmic thread, and that was Cynthia McNabb. But any type of hypnotherapist that works on fears and phobias can regress you back. Find out where you have that phobia from and bring you forward, releasing that phobia or fear. So just remember that all of this can be totally look into why we can actually correct it, and it won't bring it further into any of our future lives. So that's why it's so important to know why you're here and your past life. I am going to get to the phone lines, but I'm going to put Candy on because I'm wondering if chat is not open. So Candy, hi.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I'm good. I have a lot of people on. I don't know if their hands are up. I'm going to take the ones that hands are up, but is chat not open?
Chat's open. I have two other people in here with me.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go straight down the line then. All right, honey. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions, I'll get back to you at 10 up if anybody in chat has any questions. Okay?
Okay.
So anyway, as I was talking, I'm going to take the first caller, but I do want you to know I am going to go over this, and there's a lot to cover of fears and phobias, also dreams. Oh my goodness, I can't even tell you when we get to dreams, because we do have prophetic dreamers. We do have vision dreams, and they all tell you something about your past or your present or future. So we haven't even gotten into that. But 780, you are on with me. Hi.
Hello. Hey, Bonnie, how's it going? Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Jay from Canada.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
You can hear. I'm just full of it. So I'm doing fabulous. Is it still? Let me tell you about Canada. My son's friend and girlfriend is from Canada, and I think she's in the LaSalle area. Do you know where LaSalle, Ontario is?
No, I don't, but it's a long way from where I live.
Where are you from?
I'm in Alberta.
Oh, okay. Is it
West
cold
Coast.
There? Is it cold?
Yeah, it snowed a little bit, but
oh my
it's warming up.
Well, you tell me, Jay, why you called this morning.
Yeah, it's in regards to your topic. You were talking about past life stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just I have a friend that actually I forgave from a past life experience, and it seems like when you do that to people, they get mad about it, and it's really interesting how their reaction is. Wait a minute.
You're too vague. So I love this. I didn't even touch that subject, but that means you're actually healing your karmic thread to that person. And so we want to hear about this. You don't have to use names if you don't want to, but tell us what and how you saw them and what you forgave them for. And you're absolutely right, because they might not be in your spiritual frequency, and so therefore they can't understand. So can you elaborate a little bit?
Sure. This is interesting. It's my a teacher, yoga teacher, and I learned meditation from her. And I started practicing meditation, and all of a sudden, one day I was doing meditations. I said, after I had a meditation, I said out loud, basically, I have to forgive her. So I picked the appropriate time to forgive her face to face. And I did it, actually. And at a yoga studio where I, after class. And I said, I forgave you for what happened in a past life or something like that. And
wait a minute, Jay, because you're going too fast for me, because I love this. I'm going to pick it apart. So you don't really know what she did in the past life to you. You just heard spirit say you need to forgive her, right?
Well, yeah, I just said to myself, so I don't know if a spirit that told me about that, but I just made the decision, there's something I have to forgive about this person. So I forgave what she did in the past life, and I said it to her face to face. And she got up and walked away kind of mad about it. So I just left it as that. So, and the thing is that it's interesting that my teacher, who lives far away right now, and basically in Bali.
Oh, I love that.
It's interesting. I still have a good friendship with her. So it's just interesting right now. So, but I did it with my dad, too. I forgive my dad face-to-face and all things. But, the past life stuff is really interesting, because really kind of know unless you do some inner work or get clarity on what's going on here sometimes. But I just did it because I just had to move on. And I just feel that it's kind of like a stumbling block in our growth, that forgiveness is,
absolutely,
is really a key part of it. And I think once you get go on the spiritual path, you can open up a can of worms that seriously, you can open up a can of worms that sometimes you regret. And I feel sometimes that people don't go this direction, because it can be a lot of things that you got to do in this lifetime, maybe, if you have an obligation to do that and actually evolve your soul to a higher level, because what you didn't do in previous past lives So.
Absolutely. Jay, you're speaking my language here, and I'm going to tell you why. And I know you're probably saying, oh, Bonnie, let somebody else talk, but I am going to tell you this. You are so right. First of all, if you don't solve the issues and clear up karma, which is what you're forgiving somebody for, you're just going to take this with you. That's a soul imprint to the next reincarnation.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that. I mean, I always tell people, and let me tell you, I've got spirit here with me for you, and I don't know who you have in spirit, but they are really, really telling you and urging you to keep on this path. I don't know what that means, so this is for you, but I will tell you this, Jay. If you don't clear it up in this lifetime from, and it's not your obligation, by the way, to have somebody say, okay, you can forgive them. It's your journey.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter whether, in love and light, because of course you wouldn't want to hurt anybody, but they're not, everybody doesn't come down with the same spiritual frequency. Some have more higher, frequency than others. And so in order to advance frequency, and I see where you are, and I see where you're going, and I feel that your ancestors, and I don't know who's in spirit telling me this, they want you to ascend, and you've got the DNA to do that, but you have to get rid of the baggage that you carry in this lifetime, and you are. And so whereas they don't have to know, like if somebody came up to me, I'm sure I did something in a past life and said, Bonnie, I want you to know that I forgive you. You know what I would say? I would say thank you, because whatever I did, I wouldn't have wanted to hurt your soul. So if I did something and I don't recognize it, I thank you for recognizing it. And that's really where you would have a higher level of frequency if you were, you know, going to somebody. And I'm sorry that your teacher didn't see that, or actually the yoga instructor. But you do know that we aren't put on this earth to be by – we are come down here with soul family, soul friends, and soul peeps that are going to work on issues with us. So – there wasn't a chance meeting of this yoga teacher or instructor. Mm. And maybe this is why you had to be in that yoga class. Did you ever think of that?
Maybe, but yeah, it's kind of crossed my mind because I was, person was substituting for another. Interesting. So,
yeah, you're not just put there. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in patterns. And I do think of free will. Well, you do have free will, but my free will is about time, because eventually you're going to get on your soul path anyway, and if you don't, it'll be another lifetime. But I really believe, Jay, that we don't have that availability to us anymore with the Aquarian age coming in. We all have to. It's just like I speak karma hitting people so quickly. If you're nasty to somebody, it comes back to you tenfold. It doesn't take three lifetimes to see it. It's actually we're seeing it now. So I love that you like the past life and you're clearing up your past life, because I'm telling you, if you don't, you're coming back with that soul imprint to do it again.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, it's interesting you say about what's going on with that. You know, this I watched a couple of shows or movies actually, and it's always interesting that when you kind of like surrender and just like it's not, and basically you say to yourself it's not working anymore and just kind of like do it, and it's like I get on with my life and it seems to work out. And there's a movie quote, you know, everything has a beginning and everything has an end. And then there's a movie I just watched just recently, and it was like, okay, the person didn't do anything, and then, you know, forgive yourself, eh? And which is the hardest thing, I think, to do. And it's, and it just I feel that it clears up a lot of things. But we never told at the beginning of life that, you know, you evolve your soul and do some forgiveness thing on the earth plane. We just kind of like, I don't know, wander aimlessly in this lifetime and going like, oh, gee, was I supposed to do that? And why am I have my friends here like this? And then, but you know, like everyone's on their own journey and things like that. So I just, it kind of baffles me, you know.
Well, you know what really baffles, I get it. And I know that there's plenty of people out there listening to you that get it too and feel the same way. But you always say, why couldn't I, like I always look and say, why couldn't I have been enlightened at three? And there are people who are. If you read, I'll give you a book to read, and it's interesting. The child is from India, and he knew and recalled everything about his last life, and they took him to meet the people. It's very interesting of what happened, and I'll give you the name of this book because it was just written. But what I mean is, wouldn't you have liked to have been enlightened at three, knew why you were here, what you were supposed to work on, have, and forgive yourself? I know, but you know, I think this is Earth School, and I believe that to become enlightened, it's like Candyland. I hate to say this, and I don't know why they're showing me this game, but Candyland, until you get to the end, you go, aha, I have 10 candy canes, now I can buy the castle. So I think it's where we actually pick up our spiritual life is where we need to look and do the best and most intricate work with ourselves. Because I think if we had at 15, 14, I know with me, 18, I wouldn't have been ready. I did hear spirit and see spirit, did know the journey, but I was too interested in boys and having fun. So, you know, I do think that we're all on a journey, and I wish we knew and we were much more enlightened before. I do feel, though, Jay, in the future people who are going to populate this earth, and hopefully we'll come back in the 2,800 years of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius, there will be that enlightenment. We won't even need cell phones. We will be much more internal. We'll have telepathic type ways, and that would be internal work. So I'm hoping, you know, that we're evolving that way.
Yes.
How about, can I ask a question? What spiritual work? Because I feel like you've done a lot of work with yourself. So what path are you looking to follow? What are you looking to do in the future with your spiritual work? Are you just meditating? Do you have a spiritual agenda?
Well, right now is that the sometimes you just gotta leave it a break and just pick it up again. So I do meditation, picking up again, and actually getting into yoga, which is beneficial for me because I'm Aries. But I've been actually teaching drumming for 4 years, so I've been doing that. So I've got my students around, so it's always interesting how their path is. So, but, you know, it's just this part of my journey about that and just enlightening people in a simple way. This is drumming, which is a lot to do. And go from there.
Are you talking about drumming like drums?
Yeah, native drumming. Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, that's fabulous. That is such a fabulous road. I mean, I love that. I hope you have a lot of students. It's kind of a lost, I feel like it's a lost talent for a lot of people. And you're reviving all of this, this ancient ways, because I got to tell you, if you're talking about drumming, in you know, that's the coolest thing. That's been a long time. It's been through generations and our history. Is that kind of drumming
sure.
is what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's native drumming. It's very simple. Opens
yeah.
up the heart and everything else. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I did a lot of work in and present some really good classes on it. So I find that it's always interesting journeys. I think that people always want something more than simple. I don't know. They create more complicated than simple. I just find that it's happy now. There's just so much out there for information, and you boil it down, and it's just it's simple. It's a simple
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's what the heart is. So you've got it right. The heart is simple. It's all about love. It's all about peace. It's all about happiness in yourself, within yourself. And to radiate it to others. And I mean, how simple is that? But yet
yet
nobody, you know, looks at it that way. So I've got to tell you, Jay, I think you, I see these classes. I see you expanding. I, you know, you probably don't want this from me, but I see you expanding this. And what's really interesting is so many people need this for relaxation, for getting back to a feeling of self. I'm hoping that you're teaching classes, not just how to drum, because I believe there's people just like yoga that need to relax and don't understand and need something else. So I think this is a good field that you could even expand in.
Yeah.
So I thank you. I thank you for calling. You certainly brought up everything that and if you listen for the next couple, probably for the next couple weeks, I'll be doing past life regressions and things. And you know what? The deeper you get in to your heart space, which I know you are, the more you'll see who you were.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Have a great day. And thank you for calling. You brought a lot to the show.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks for it. You do too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love that, everyone. I hope you listen to Jay. It is so interesting because he's helping in a way that we haven't had on the show. I mean, drumming, Indian drumming, or You know, it's way back. It's from the creation, really, of who we are here. So I am just so thrilled that he called. And, you know, he did bring up a big point that I want everybody to know before I get to the next caller, and that is that it is very hard to forgive ourselves. That's probably the first place we need to work on, and in past life and in this future, is to be able to see ourselves and forgive ourselves before we can actually forgive others. And I'm going to go to 303. 303, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Randy.
Hi, Randy. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Well, you here. I'm fabulous.
You're great.
It isn't too many times you're going to call and you're not going to hear I'm not fabulous. I love when you ask me, though. It is so sweet. And I love saying I'm fabulous. So how are you doing and where are you from?
I'm from Colorado.
Oh, what part of Colorado? Because I'm coming to visit you.
Are you? I heard you're also going to New York, where I'm originally from. I am from the Boulder County area.
Oh, I love that. I mean, I have to tell you, I say I love that. I've never been to Colorado. I have friends in Colorado. My daughter has, you know, skied in Colorado. And I hear, and this is what they say, and I repeat this often, that people who live in Colorado are amongst the happiest and healthiest people in the United States. So do you agree with me?
I agree. Yep.
And I am happy because, you know, my whole show is about happy. And I do love to hear people say when they go to Colorado, they're treated like their family. And so everyone, I am not a Colorado, Bureau of Tourism. But if you want to be happy, healthy, and be treated really well, stay here and go to Colorado. So there you go.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, coming from New York is a big, you could definitely see a difference.
Where
people
in New
actually,
York? Where in New York are you from? Where are you, where
I
are
was
you
from Long Island.
Oh, I love Long Island. In fact, did you used to take the LIRR, Long
yes.
Island Railroad? Where'd you take it to? Because I'm getting on, when I go, I got to take the LIRR. That, you know, now if you go to JFK, They built that new, right in the terminal, you can take the LIRR to, I have to go to Brooklyn to see my daughter, so I take it to Park Slope, and then from there you can go anywhere. But anyway,
nice.
I just had to tell you, because that's where I'm going. I am actually going to the city. I'm going to Manhattan 20th to the 24th, but in May I'm going straight from JFK to the LIRR all the way to Brooklyn. So,
no, you'll have fun.
I know. Do you miss?
I like going to visit.
That's what I was going to say. Do you miss New York?
I miss my family and friends, but
I
don't miss. I'm glad I moved here.
Well, what can I ask? What you're doing there? And I would love. I mean, I'm from Philadelphia, and I had to move to Florida. I love Florida, but I do miss the North. So go ahead.
Why I moved here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I fell in love with it. I just we had taken a few vacations here, and I really feel like I was guided to just come here. The energy is, like you said, is totally different, and
yeah,
I just really felt that it was time. So we packed our bags, and after a year of thinking it over, we decided to do it.
And you haven't looked back. Yeah, I was going to say,
no.
You sound, your aura to me sounds really peaceful and happy. I think that you made a good move. I do think your soul sometimes longs for that north, because I can feel it pull, but not to the point where I think you feel relieved that you're somewhere else. So
yeah.
how can I help you, Randy?
Well, I'm changing my job around here because I was laid off from my part-time job. I had an opportunity to go to apply for the full-time position because they took away my part-time position,
mm-hmm.
but I decided not to do it. And I applied for this job, and I just realized it's only for 3 months, but it's 3 months of a full year's pay, which is nice.
Yeah.
if I get it. And I was wondering if I would like, I hope I get it, and if I get it, do you see something else after that? Or do you think it will continue in September? Because it's a trial kind of position.
Yeah, I do. When you started to talk to me, let me tell you what I'm tapping into. First of all, I think they're telling me you're very qualified for this position. Am I correct?
I hope so. I think I am. I mean, I'm going to say yes. I'm qualified.
That, you know what? That's what they wanted to hear. This is what I need you to say to me. Of course, yes, I am very qualified for this position because you know you are. It's what that's why they asked me to ask you that. You are qualified for this position. And they said it'll be a very, very good. And I feel like it's going to be not stressful for you. So it either means that it's in a really good field or you're very interested in it, what you're doing. Are you freelance? Do you do freelancing? Anything freelancing?
What exactly is freelancing? I'm sorry.
Do you have like a hobby that, you know, do you?
Yes. Okay. I'm a life coach. Is that what you mean?
Yes, freelancing, something you do on the side or that you can, you know, or you do as a job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Freelancing.
I have a meetup group.
Yeah, that's good. Because I see that you're going to really love the position. You're going to be very busy. I see those 3 months, like you're being paid for a year, but they're also going to put the work in of a year. I do want you to know that.
That's what I was wondering. I'm like, oh, my God, are they paying me that much money for, like, 3 months? I'm like, oh, my God, what kind of job am I getting into?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell you right now. But I feel like you're going to be really excited and happy. I see you very, very busy. I don't see anything around you. So I'm assuming that you, even as busy as you can be, meaning that I don't think you have any other, I know you're married, but you don't have any other maybe obligations. But I feel like, or else that, You don't have to worry. What they're showing me is that you don't have to worry about other things in your life because you are going to be able to devote the time that this job is going to take you on. And the thing is, I feel like it's going to teach you some new things about probably yourself and what you're capable of. And I don't see it ending in September. So,
that's good.
I feel like because you know that, you are going to give 150%, even though you're going to have to give 130% to do the job. Okay, so you only have another 20% because they are going to push you in this job, but not in a bad way, in a really.
So you said I wasn't going to be stressed as I am at this other the job that I'm at now. I'm at my last 2 weeks. I was really stressed. I was pushed way too much.
Well, this one isn't going to be different, but you're going to like what you're being pushed to do. That's what they're telling me. So there's a difference, and here's the difference. I love the radio, and I'm just giving you this out. I love the radio. So I could be on the radio 50 hours a week. I mean, not 50 hours a week, 50 hours a day if they had it. I could be, you hear me talk. I could talk forever about anything, and I love having listeners. The difference is, if I was in a different job and I was doing it 12 to 14 hours a day, I would be mind boggled. So see the difference? You are going to work the same, but it's going to be something you really, really like and you want to get into. And that's what they're showing me. So
yay!
Yes, you're going to.
Now I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Yay.
And I don't see it ending. In fact, if it does end, they're saying no, but if it does end, something, and the reason why I don't see it ending is because if it does end, something very quickly and from this position will be offered to you. So that means to me that either you won't be doing the same thing, you'll be doing something in the company that's better or higher or more developed, or somebody in the company, somebody says this is the job for you. So you won't be out of a job. This one will be your stepping stone, if it's not the same, to the next level of what you're doing. So I don't see you out of work in September.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm already starting off with a good day.
Yes, and you know what? I've got to tell you that I love your job. I have the same, and I think it's so wonderful because you help people in some capacity. I don't know what you do with your life coaching, but I feel like you're an upbeat, very, very serene type girl. I feel that you do make a difference to where you are, and I can see the stress that you had in this last job, and I really feel it's because you didn't really feel that you fit in, is what I'm feeling.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Well, guess what, girlfriend? You're going to fit into this one, and you won't have time. Yeah, you won't have time. You're gonna. You have to promise me you're going to download my shows because you're not going to have time all the time to be here. Can you promise me that?
Sure.
I love that. So, can I ask who are you with? Like, you're married? Is your husband in Colorado?
My husband. Yep, I'm married.
And
I have two kids.
Yes. And what are the kids' age? That's what I saw. I felt that whatever age your children are, it's okay if you have to work hard.
They're 11. They're going to be 12 this summer.
Okay. And are they pretty self-sufficient?
They're in camp. They're going to be in camp. And there's, you know, there's an after camp, like if I have to put them into something, you know, there's some, and you know, if I could, keep them in my house for a few hours by themselves, not a ton of hours, but maybe 1 or 2 hours.
Yeah, because I feel like you're not going to worry about them. And that's why I saw the camp, because I feel like wherever you're going, whatever you're going to do, you're not distracted about taking care of other people. So I feel like when September rolls around, it'll be a much different position in the same or, you know, in that same arena. But you'll have, you know, I think they're going to be in school, so you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a Board of Ed job.
Mm-hmm. So,
I was thinking maybe I'll be working while they're in school.
Absolutely.
And I could, you know, I'll have the same hours as them, I was thinking, maybe.
Absolutely. You're going to be doing other work, though. You do know that especially for school boards, you'll be bringing home your work. So that's okay. I mean, you know, especially even with meetings at night and things like that that I see you might have to be at, it's going to be totally cool. And the reason I see that you're not worried is because the hours for you with the kids will be fine. So I do see that.
Good. That's great. That makes me happy.
Just let me know because I want to know how you're doing. So
okay.
Call, let us know. And like I said, it's going to be a whirlwind for you, but it's going to be a whirlwind in you learning, you being productive, and I feel like leader in this job. So
yeah. Will I hear from them soon? When do you see them be hearing back? I went for the interview on Tuesday.
Do they have another interview? Because I feel like
there's another one.
Do they hear that? Do you have more than one for this? You know, sometimes they have like levels. Like
I don't know. This was a tricky one. This was like three interviewers and me.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to weed out a lot of people, and then they'll bring you in either for the next and final interview or. That's why they had the three there. I really feel like there might be another interview for this. And it will be great because you're not going to be worried about it because a lot of other people won't be asked back for this interview. And they'll then I feel like they're going to offer you the position. So either you're going to have another interview coming up after they go through the interview process or they're going to let you know they need to see you. But you're going to go in there another time. So.
Okay, so within the next maybe 2 weeks, or do you get a time period?
I feel like I see them going through applications, so you might not be the only one, which I assume you aren't. And I don't feel that, you know, they don't move quickly. I think that they have a deadline because they have to hire before a certain time. Do they have a deadline?
Yeah, I think they do because I think it's only a short period of time that I would be doing this position.
Yeah, and I feel like you'll hear within time to be able to take the position. So I wouldn't worry about, don't hang up your hat about hearing in a certain date because I feel like it's a protocol. They're telling me protocol. So they have to go through the applications. They've got to wheedle them down. They've got to pick somebody, and then they'll call you in. So either it's going to be for the last interview and they'll offer you the position, or they'll call you in and say, yes, you've got the job. Mm. We need to see you now. But I don't feel like it's going to be long, but I don't want you to pin me for a date because I believe that they're going through the applications now. You know, they're doing the process now.
All right. Sounds great.
Don't you worry, honey. Call me when you get it.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hi, everyone. I am so excited. I have 5 minutes left, and I would love to get to the callers. I am going to take a caller. I'm going to ask you, please. I only have 5 minutes. So 214, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. This is Liz. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. This is who?
Liz, and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Oh, my goodness. Okie. They used to say Okie from the Stokie because I have a girlfriend from Oklahoma. It's beautiful land up there. Oh, my goodness. You could go miles and miles and miles. I drove through Oklahoma a long time ago, and it's just beautiful, beautiful green land. So, hi.
Hi. I was calling pretty much about the same thing as her work-related. Mm-hmm. The spirits have been telling me for a long time now that I need to go ahead and start a business. But with the situation that I'm in at the moment, it's just really hard for me to kind of get into that. But I've been trying to put in resumes. I just moved here about last week. So I've been trying to put in resumes and things like that. So do you see anything as far as that's concerned?
Did you put in a resume? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're telling me that there's a position for you about 5 miles from where you are. Where are you?
In Oklahoma. But I mean, because the city I'm in is not really that big. So most of where I'll be working, if I did put in resumes, would be about that distance from me.
Well, then I see a job there. So I see they're saying there's a job 5 miles from where you are. So maybe it's at the, maybe, you know, just start putting your did you put any applications in?
Well, I just did resumes for now. And I did put in applications, several. I think I probably applied to like maybe 7 or 8 different ones.
Right. You know what's so funny? The number 4 is coming up. So who is the 4th person you put your resume or your application in for?
Maybe a leasing office.
Okay, and is that about 5 miles from where you are?
Yes, it is.
Well, then you just keep it. Look at your list, write your list down, and I see the job. So I think you're going to be hired. I think it's not far off. I feel like they're going to call you and you're going to go in for the interview, and I see you shaking hands. So wherever you're going to go, they're going to offer you the position. And I see you smiling, and I see this tall, I don't know, it's really weird because usually I think I would see a woman, but I'd see a male. So I don't, it's a tall guy, and he's shaking your hand, and he's in a suit. So it could be a leasing office, actually. But whatever that 4th one that you put the application for it, watch for it. You're going to hear something, and you are going to be working. And it's not going to be long off.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Call and let me know what you get.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye. Okay, everyone, I am so sorry. I am thankful, and thank you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being interested. I love when you call, and I love talking to you all. I love chatters, listeners, and callers. That's what I am here for, and that's what rocks my world. So please join me. Have a great weekend. I want to say happy Passover, happy Easter, happy. If you saw my webpage or my Facebook, the whole thing about holidays and family, being happy, loving, enjoy whatever you celebrate, and know that you are loved, and I love you, and please come back Monday morning at 9 for more discussions on what we're talking about. Let your voice be heard. Please call. I will absolutely get to you. I'm going to expand the show to 90 minutes. So instead of 60, I will then expand Monday's show to 90 minutes, and that way I'll get to talk to all of you. But you have to promise me coming back. Have a great day. Have a wonderful weekend. Please join me again at 9 a.m. on Monday for Bonnie Albers on Air, and I love everyone. Thank you. Have a great, great weekend. Bye.